Michael Long, you are an established estate agent who's kind of moved now into helping agents with their Facebook advertising. How much time should an agent actually need to be on Facebook to actually get some results from it? Talk to me.
I think the amount of time that agents need to spend on Facebook depends on their confidence and how far they want to go with it. But initially, you can really cause a lot of damage with sort of two or three campaigns, which are two or three adverts. With the sort of adverts I train agents to set up, once they're set up, they can really just come in every few days and just check on those adverts. The content is probably the thing that takes the most time, and that's the content you use to retarget people who've shown interest in your Facebook advertising or in your brand.
You see, I find most estate agency bosses are big picture, macro, not micro, can't be doing with the minutiae of things. Do you think that's a weakness with Facebook? You know, the fact is that they can't be bothered to get involved with it, so they...
They just
hit the word boost all the time.
Yeah, I think it is. I think there is time involved with Facebook advertising. And I think anyone who feels they just haven't got that time should still learn the basics. Because with anything like Facebook advertising, if you know the basics and you then give it to someone else to do it, at least you know if things have been done right or wrongly. But I think it's such a powerful tool you can't ignore now.
Why do you think Facebook is so powerful?
I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between the portals and Facebook. You know, Facebook is a discovery platform. So people go to Facebook to share, engage, to even learn, where the portals are a search and intent platform. So this is a place where you go, you know what you want, you know what price, you want to see results. So that small difference allows Facebook to gain a mass amount of data. So everything you do on Facebook and off Facebook, it's learning all the time. And the portals can't do this. So what Facebook can do is start predicting what you're going to do next.
Do you think that the Facebook has the power to make the right moves and put Zooplas and all the markets of this world redundant in the future?
I think the question is, it's if Rightmove and Zoopla are going to involve, you know, that they're going to change from just being a search and intent platform to more of a discovery platform. I think, you know, the old websites, and this is something which I'm not an expert in, but the old websites are the websites which aren't learning, you know, and aren't using the big data. You know, we're going through this big data stage now where if you're not taking data in, you're not learning all the time, you know, you're not evolving as a website. And at the moment, it doesn't seem Rightmove and Zooplas are doing a lot of that. Maybe they are behind the scenes, but obviously Facebook is doing a huge amount.
So really, how quickly would it take someone to actually learn the basics of Facebook advertising? Day?
The basics you could probably learn in a day.
Where do they go? I'm assuming you're going to type in, go to Google. How do I do Facebook advertising?
Yeah, so you can go to Google. You can search to learn the basics of Facebook. Okay. What we tend to do is obviously we look more at the property industry side of things and teach people that.
I know you've got a Facebook group. What is that name of that Facebook group?
Yeah, so Facebook advertising for estate agents.
Okay. Give an awful lot away, mate, if you don't mind me saying. I mean, there's no, I pride myself in what I give away for free, but you're up there with me, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? You've got to join that group. Can anyone join it?
Yes, sorry, it's totally free. As long as you're not one of my competitors, you can join it. I've always been a believer of like you, and I've heard you say this as well, is that give value and you know, people will come to you. And I think with Facebook advertising, I think it's one of those things. People will know straight away if they need help or not.
But how do we get over this fact that most of the estate agency bosses are big picture stuff and they can't be bothered to do it? Or do you think that could be their untimely death?
I really do think so. I think, you know, look where social media has gone in the last couple of years. You know,
I mean, we all laughed and joked about LinkedIn being a CV platform. We all laughed and joked about Facebook, you know, 15 years ago. And now look, everyone's on it, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. You've got to evolve as a company.
But I see plenty of bosses that just think, you know, they give it to Floss or whatever her name is, or Chelsea, because she's 22 years old and does a bit of Facebook. they have to get involved, don't they, and put the time in.
Yeah, I think what's important is that whoever you choose in your company to look after Facebook has some basic training on Facebook advertising, not just because they've used Facebook at home. You know, it's totally different.
And on this Facebook group, and I know you're chucking, I mean, the videos you're chucking out at the moment are really advanced stuff. Do you almost have like a pattern of like, this is the basics, page one, page two, page three stuff?
Yeah, so...
And if you haven't, maybe you should
do. In the group, I'm pretty much keeping people up to date with the regular changes that Facebook does do.
Yes.
You know, it's evolving literally.
But that's more advanced. What about the beginners?
So on the beginners, we have a membership site where people can join and they can go through the basics all the way up to advanced with his training videos, or I do offer one-to-one coaching where we can go through the basics and again move people through to
we're now in the winter of 2019-20 ballpark. What sort of monies are we talking? And I know we're not doing an advertising here, and I must stress for the record, Paul is an exceptional Facebook guy. He's not paying me to do anything to say this. There are other Facebook people out there, I have to say that, but we're talking to you today.
Yep.
What sort of monies are we talking? But I must stress, you can learn all this for free.
So with regards to adverts, running adverts?
Yeah, well, just basically what you offer agents.
Yeah, so...
there's an awful lot of my clients do use you.
Yeah. There's some great agents out there that I'm working with at the moment. A lot of them come your way. And what I can help agents with is that we can work on a one-to-one basis where we can help move people from the basics to more advanced. That's probably, you know, the more expensive side. Or what we can do, which I have a membership site where, you know, from as low as £99 a month, you can do it yourself and learn and get in touch in the group if you need further help.
The thing I like about it is the fact that you're an actual operating agent. Which, you know, I don't believe there's anyone out there that does what you do, who's actually a current agent as well, which is important. So really, at the end of the day, it's not a case of you haven't got time. If you haven't got the time, you're gonna die. Is that a fair comment?
I think so. I think, and I know it's hard for a lot of agents to believe that, you know, but you just have to look where things have gone in the last couple of years. You can give examples like, you know, Blockbusters, who just didn't, you know, evolve and look at what was happening. And I think, I'm not saying that Facebook will take over everything, but it's going to be a huge chunk of lead generation for estate agents over the next 5-10 years, without a doubt.
Thank you, Paul.
No problem.